This segment contains spoilers to the Nightfall storyline. If you're a faint of heart or just haven't beaten the Nightfall storyline, skip 10 minutes ahead.
Hey there, Guild Cascadeers. This is Logan Starlogic, and you probably want to skip this, because this is another LFG mission and bonus. Alright, I'd like to start off this with a few things before I actually get into the mission. First, I'd like to give a shout-out to Terranima for giving me some sugar items, which that made me very happy. Don't think I didn't forget. And also to RCM the Warrior for calling me a cool guy, which I am a pretty cool guy. Next, I'd like to address Lady Sinea. For a few weeks back, I was able to achieve the one goal that I've been wanting to achieve all my life, well, ever since Eye of the North came out, dying in my Hall of Monuments. Yeah, that's right, I did it, and I have screenshots to prove it. But yeah, I died in my Hall of Monuments. And I was pleasantly surprised that Sinea didn't completely bash me for doing something as stupid as dying in my Hall of Monuments. And I would like to thank her for, you know, not flat out bashing me. But I would like to say that I don't think he actually rezzes other men, usually, because he was sure pretty darn not going to rez me. It took a while. Finally, he did rez me, and that was probably because Sinea was gonna get off. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that little incident. By the time Sean releases this, it'll probably be after the Guildcast 2-year anniversary party. And I'm recording this before the 2-year anniversary party, so just in case that he releases it before, which I doubt, but just in case he does, that would be great. Well, I was re-listening to episode 1, and this kind of occurred to me. I thought it'd be a great thing to mention since we're nearing that 2-year anniversary period. And I happened to notice something. And here, let me start off by playing this little sound clip from episode 81.
And from there, mixed with your playing style and your preferences, you can choose what secondary you would like the most. I want to slap every person I see asking in local chat, "Can anyone tell me what secondary I should pick for my warrior?" But then again, I want to slap the person who tells them monk even harder.
Sounds good. Well, let me play this little sound clip from episode 1.
You know, there's certain, like a tank or, you know, things like that, which I understand. You know, the tank needs to be a warrior monk, you know, and he needs to be just basically something to absorb all the damage while everybody else kills the creatures. But, you know,
Yeah, I know. Sean was a noob back then, and I can't really blame him. But, you know, you kind of contradict yourself there, Sean. Just gotta be a bit more careful. All right. One last thing before I get into the mission. I am not a Guild Wars guru. I am just another player, no different from you. I don't know PvP. I don't know my builds. I mean, I stick the little lightning bolt in my build, and I click it, and things die. It's a great build, in my opinion. So I am not, in any form, a Guild Wars guru. So take all of my advice with about a spoonful of salt. Okay. With all the fun and games aside, I can now get on to the part of the show that all of you have been dreading for weeks now. Yeah, the mission part. The mission I chose to do was one that I did fairly recently. And I chose to do this one simply because, aside from the fact that I did it recently, I also had a lot of fun with it. The mission I chose was Dasha Vestibule. After the events in Tyhark Orchard, the princes have gone and hidden inside the hidden city of Adashim. This city is protected by magical beings called djinns. I have no idea where these things come from, but they are apparently sworn to protect the princes or something. This mission's objectives are fairly simple. Complete 3 trials to gain access into the inner sanctum, where there are a few bosses, and then on the other side of the bosses, there are the princes. So really, it's pretty simple. The 3 trials are only really moderately difficult. They are the Trial of Eternity, the Trial of Divinity, and the Trial of Wisdom. The Trial of Eternity involves you killing off a few specific bosses that are right all next to each other, but each one sets off a series of environmental effects, kind of like being in all of the chambers of Dragon's Lair all at once. It's pretty painful. The second trial, the Trial of Divinity, involves you answering a series of questions from these djinns. The djinns give you these weird questions that the answers are one of the six gods. Well, technically there's only five gods, but they added Abaddon. I guess maybe because he's important to the storyline or something. I don't know. I haven't beaten Nightfall yet. But the questions are things like, I am Emo, and I am the Lord of the Dead. Well, the answer to that one would be Grinth. Well, that's kind of simple. But you kind of get the idea. It's kind of like a hardcore version of that game Guess Who, where you have to guess what the other person's person is, and you have, like, the tray, and you flip down the little people. Well, it's kind of like that, except instead of going, oh darn, I lost, you go, oh darn, here comes a whole bunch of monsters to come kill me. The third trial is the Trial of Wisdom, probably the hardest of the three trials. This one involves you answering a pretty difficult math question, actually. I mean, I actually couldn't figure it out. I had to get help on it, but that's mainly just because I'm a noob. You're standing there, and there are these crystals, and you have to put these crystals in these obelisks. And there's two crystals and, like, 16 obelisks or something like that. I don't know the exact number, but there are quite a few obelisks, and they all have different numbers. But then there's this island in the middle of this lake with four obelisks, and they have numbers. And you've got to figure out from the four obelisks on the island in the lake to figure out what two numbers you're supposed to put the crystals on. And it ended up being a multiplication problem, which I didn't see that coming. It was pretty confusing, in my opinion. The fourth task is fighting off the bosses in the central sanctum, inner sanctum chamber. And there are these three bosses. One is an elementalist, one is a dervish, and one is a parion. The elementalist has an elite skill that is searing flames. The dervish has zealous vow, which is also elite. The paragon has angelic bond. So if you're going to cap any of those, now might be a good time. Yay, Logan actually said something useful. The bonus.
There is no bonus. We're in Alona. It's called Masters.
The story behind the bonus is that Margaret the Sly wants to get some of this treasure that's found in the hidden city of Adashim. So you gotta go around, and at each test, there is a boss that is nearby the test, and it is either the Ruby of Adashim, the Diamond of Adashim, or the Sapphire of Adashim, minus the first V. Each one of these bosses drops a key, the Ruby key, the Diamond key, or the Sapphire key. You can kind of guess who drops what. But also at each one of these tests, there's a chest, like the Ruby chest, Diamond chest, or Sapphire chest. I think those are the names. Unfortunately, the Ruby of Adashim is not next to the ruby chest. So you have to go around and do all three of the tests, get all the keys, and then go and open all the chests. So it takes a little longer, but I guess you could say the rewards are more worth it. And the bosses aren't too hard. They're roughly level 24, so they're not really too difficult. The three bosses, the Ruby, Diamond, and Sapphire of Adashim, are a elementalist, paragon, and dervish. Again, I'm seeing a pattern here. Am I the only one? Yes? Okay. As for builds, you should be preparing for elementalists, mesmers, paragons, and dervishes. Also, there is a lot of fire here. It may not sound like it, but there are fire traps and other things that are definitely gonna annoy you. So bring, like, Breath of the Great Dwarf or Extinguish or something. And monks, definitely bring something that gives a whole lot of health regen. because the Trial of Eternity is going to be killer for healing. Well, I'm hitting about the 10-minute mark, so I should probably, you know, stop. I mean, last time when I was doing that skills and build segment, I ran about 17 minutes, and Sean was okay with it, because it was going to be a long episode anyway. But, you know, I try not to extend my time. Anyway, this has been Logan Starlogic, and, oh yeah, I was thinking about signing off with Lacinea's suggestion of, "You've been listening to Logan Starlogic. I'm a noob, but you love me anyway." Or, "I'm Logan Starlogic. You know, that guy that Lady Sinea doesn't heal because she likes to point and laugh at my corpse." But instead, I decided I wouldn't sign off with something completely humiliating and demeaning. So, this has been Logan Starlogic, and you've been listening to something that you probably should have skipped.